Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com.
Welcome back to part three of the Talk Show for Talkers here on irishtalkers.com. Let me just remind you, you can find us on Facebook as the Talk Show for Talkers, and our email address is info@irishtalkers.com. Our website can be found at irishtalkers.com. We're coming up to a period when we're going to start thinking about the future leaders in our districts, divisions in our areas, if not in our clubs. And I'm now going to hand over to Paul, who's going to lead the discussion on how we might be able to find these leaders. Paul, you have some thoughts on this.
Thank you very much, Moira. I recently visited six Toastmasters clubs in Cork in order to do my job as area director. And one of the topics to be discussed with local clubs is whether they've identified future leaders within the club. And all six of them had a consistent response to this, and it was that they hadn't identified any people yet. This struck me as not a particularly good situation. One of your duties as a club officer is to identify members with leadership potential and encourage them to serve. Now, I didn't make up that last sentence. It comes from the District Leadership Handbook. So when somebody, including the Sergeant at Arms, including the President, the Vice President for Education, Membership, Public Relations, all of these people have, according to Toastmasters International, a duty to identify members in the club who have potential and encourage them to serve. I began to think about this in terms of, when do you start identifying people who have the potential to be future leaders? How long do you have to be a member of a club? And when a new committee comes along, when do the members in the committee start thinking about it? It's highly likely that the president of the club and the educational vice president and other members of the committee have been in the club for several years, and in some cases maybe two or three at least. You probably wouldn't get to be president of most Toastmasters clubs if you hadn't been in that club for a couple of years at least. You've had a lot of time to watch people in the club, chat to them informally, find out what their interests are. So it struck me that the best answer to the question, when do you start looking for future leaders in the club, is as soon as they join. As soon as somebody joins Toastmasters and there is a conversation to get to know more about them and why they've joined the club, it's pretty easy to notice when people have an ambition to get ahead in their job, let's say. If somebody joins a club and has an interest in getting better at public speaking and leadership because they have career development ambitions, they're a perfect candidate for a Toastmasters leader, because the whole justification for Toastmasters leadership is to learn the skills which you can apply outside the club. I found, and I imagine I might find it in clubs in other areas, that the committee hadn't spent any time at all on this. And now that I think about it, I perhaps should have encouraged them even more strongly. The second thing that happened during the week was that I chaired a area council meeting of one of the areas in Cork. And together we had a little bit of a discussion about future leaders. And it turned out that several members of the area council had in effect been identified by somebody and had been approached by somebody, and they had been encouraged to join. And indeed, again, if we look at the role and responsibility of club committees, it is to actually approach people and encourage them, not simply to say, well, now, folks, it's time for the annual election for the committee. Hands up all those who want to be the president or who'd like to be this or who'd like to be that. No, it's a much more considered process if it's done properly. So tapping people on the shoulders works in Toastmasters. It also works in politics. It works in just about every area of human life. So the question then is, what are club officers who are listening to this piece of audio, what are they doing already to look for future club officers? After all, it's people who start being on the club, their local club committees, who become international presidents, who become district directors, who become division directors. Even Ted Malanfi here, who has been a division director, distinguished division director, started off joining some Toastmasters club. Somebody recognized that he had some talent and interest, and he volunteered to put himself forward. Moira O'Brien here has got more leadership experience in Toastmasters than I had hot dinners this week. So essentially, we now look for, where can you find out what your job is? I've got good news for you. If you go on the internet and you go into the Toastmasters website, you can find the district leadership handbook. Now, there's a whole section on club officer elections. There's when you should hold the elections. By the way, it should hold the elections at the first meeting in May. You take up your position on the 1st of July. And since there's quite a lot involved in this topic, I'd like to return to it in another episode. But if you are elected to be club leader for the next year beginning in July, you've got the period between May, first meeting in May, so you've got at least half of May, you've got all of June, 6 weeks anyway, a good 6 weeks, perhaps even 7 weeks, to be helped into your role, to have it explained to you, to even go along to existing club committee meetings to learn what is the job that you've been elected to do. So I will just stop there, but I want to say one other thing, and it is that this book that I'm referring to has a full details of the correct procedure to be carried out for clubs. Toastmasters International has a club constitution for clubs of Toastmasters International. And Article number 6 on officers, Section 5, says exactly how it should be done. I'm not going to go through it today because we have quite enough on. When are you going to look at the talent of people coming in? After all, people are going to be leaders in their club, perhaps only for 1 year. But the only person who can't be elected for 2 years in a row in any role is the club president. You can be educational vice president for several years. You can be the sergeant at arms for several years. So I really just want to flag up the importance of the issue of future club leaders and when you start thinking about it, in my opinion. Ted, you're a very experienced Toastmaster. Your thoughts, please.
Well, the one thing that did strike me there, Paul, when you mentioned that if you have the meeting in the first week of May, or at the first meeting of May, if you have your general meeting and you select your committee for the following year, that they have 6 weeks to sort of get their feet under the table. Well, in this area, and I'm not sure about other areas or districts now, that would not be the case, because a lot of the Toastmasters clubs closed down for the summer. So they wouldn't be here in June. Some of them may not even be here for the second meeting in May if they have two meetings a month. So I would say that about it, you know.
Well, every Toastmasters club has the almost entire right to run its affairs the way it wants to.
Of course.
This says that the election will take place in the first meeting in May, mm-hmm. but we shouldn't. It's hardly
well, that's
worth
a good
quibbling
that's
about
good.
That.
That's good, though.
The key thing is probably that it's important for people to have an amount of time to settle in, mm-hmm. because if they don't have a period to settle in, they might not be willing to go forward.
Yeah, I think there's a good practice in our own club also, Blarney Toastmasters, where they encourage that we also elect deputy leaders, and what that does, it lets a person shadow the actual leader for the year. Now the president is different, and you're right, the president is someone who's going to be elected because he's put in his time, or she has put in her time in the club, and they deserve to be president. You know, you wouldn't be elected you're elected as the president, but it's usually a foregone conclusion.
Well, as we know, folks, in most clubs, it's not a matter of having an election. It's a matter of, gosh, can we find anybody to fill the role?
To take the role, yeah.
So it does tend to be a case of, well, you know, Joe Bloggs, he's about the only person we can ask to do this job because nobody else will take it on.
Yes, that's not your story.
Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure about that, because I don't know enough about the variety of Toastmasters clubs in the world, and mm-hmm. this podcast is going out into the world. So undoubtedly there are clubs with small memberships and that have mm-hmm. difficulty. True. However, you're only obliged to have three people on your club committee.
Well,
the three people are the president, the vice president, and secretary treasurer. Both of those are rolled into one. You're only obliged to have three.
Is that vice president of education?
It is, yeah. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Vice
yes.
president.
Vice
of
president,
whatever,
actually.
Yeah.
But all the other roles are there. So, indeed, I think that perhaps it's quite a sensible idea that if you have a club which has, let's say, 10 or 12 mm-hmm. members, mm-hmm. having just a committee of three is quite mm-hmm. enough, probably.
Yeah, but what about the situation then when you're going for DCP points and you have to send four officers
yes.
to the meeting?
You have a problem there.
Well, distinguished yeah. club programme and getting that, it may not be the most important thing for that club. The most important thing for that club may well be to get more members.
Yeah. Survival.
Survival.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Interesting piece, Paul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. And I think it's very relevant. But that brings us to the end of this segment. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope there's some nuggets. And we'd like to hear from you. What is your feelings? What's the situation in your clubs? So do drop us a line at info@irishtalkers.com or go to our Facebook page and leave a comment there, the Talk Show for Talkers. We'll see you again tomorrow when I'm introducing more tips on public speaking. See you then.
Bye.
The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.